听力课堂，听 class.com。
This is a business English certificate, Vantage Listening Test. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You'll hear three recorded telephone messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the forms below. At the end of each message, rewind the tape and listen again. Message 1. Questions 1 to 4.Look at the form below. You'll hear a man ordering some items. You have 15 seconds to read through the forms. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Yes, I want to order some books.
You'll hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide who is talking. Write one letter A to H next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once.After you have listened once, play each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide which visitor each speaker is talking about.
18. Well, we find a great range in ability. Some are very experienced and have a lot of knowledge already, and some, quite honestly, know very little at all. The most important thing, though, is their willingness to learn.There is nothing worse than a group who have no interest at all in the course.
19. They took me on as their share of the Japanese market guru, so a few of their managers could speak the language. I spent 3 or 4 months of the year traveling, accompanying a particular manager, sitting in on meetings, checking any paperwork, and also helping them to communicate all kinds of the social events, anywhere where Japanese...was needed.
20. Good morning, Mr. Tranter. Mr. Carson has been expecting you. Here's your security badge. Could you just sign in for me here on this sheet? Could you enter your company name and the time? I'll just call Mr. Carson's office and then someone will be down to see you in a moment. Could you please take a seat over there?
21. This is a new line we've recently introduced.Into the American market. It's proving very popular over there, and so we are giving a few selected customers here the opportunity to try them out. They are extremely economical and benefit from the latest technology.
22. They might call at any time. Then I need to go out to their premises to pick it up, whatever it is, onto the airport, make the delivery, possibly hang around in case there's some sort of reply,and then back on the plane for the return journey.
Now, listen to the recording again. This is the end of part 2. Part 3, questions 23 to 30. You will hear a discussion. A company production director is discussing with a senior executive a proposed structure for the production engineering department of a large company.For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording again. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
I'd like to discuss with you a proposed structure for the production engineering department in our company. Not our entire company, but only one department.Our production engineers. These proposals are based on the type of organizational structure in several successful companies, both at home and abroad. Nevertheless, I'm aware that some of these proposals are controversial and may come as a shock to some of you. As you know, there are now 600 workers in our production engineering department. This workforce ranges from skilled machinists to production technologists.Their services are highly centralized in our production engineering department at our headquarters. I appreciate that this results in a slightly smaller workforce as well as greater ordination and a concentration of specialist know-how. But we're now finding that this very concentration of expertise here at headquarters encourages us to overlook some of the problems which many of our colleagues have in our 12 factories throughout the region. In a sense,The production engineering department is not aware of all that is happening in the factories and can't understand some of the day-to-day problems.
If you mean that we are getting out of touch with our factories, I think I agree. We don't appreciate many of their difficulties. Shouldn't our factories have more power to make decisions for themselves?
Well, both yes and no. The whole issue is very complex.
But after all, if our factories have more power to act as they like with regard to production engineering, we run the risk of them losing sight of the company's overall objectives.
That's true. And so what I'd like to aim for is making our factories more independent from the view of production engineering, while at the same time encouraging a greater degree of integration in the company.
What about your position as the company production director? Surely, this is an essential position, and it's essential for the company production director to have direct control of the factories.
Yes, and as the company production director, I'll continue to have direct responsibility for each factory as well as for our headquarters.
What about the managers of the factories?
They'll now have much more responsibility for their own factories.
Will they be able to make decisions regarding production engineering?
Yes, they will. But under each factory manager, there'll be a production engineering manager responsible to the factory manager. He'll be working at the factory itself and not at our headquarters. He'll also have authority in his own field. What about all the production engineers at headquarters? Will they no longer be required here?
A few will, but others will be transferred to our various factories to work there. Our chief production engineer here at headquarters will be responsible for coordinating policy, and he'll be assisted by a small team of production engineers. This team will be given direct access to each factory, but it won't be in a position to give instructions to be the production engineer manager here, unless the general manager of the factory has first given permission.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.